genre. You find reggae music in hip hop, in R&B, in soul, you know. Reggae music to me is the most universal music. It's a music I never get tired of, you know. And when you take the roots of reggae music, the lyrical content is very strong, you know, it fits in my world. I can identify a lot with it.
What about your influence in reggae? The first one?
Bob, Burning Spear, Jacob Miller, and then Garnet Phil, and then SZA, Cableton. You have the new artists now, you know, Jacquel, Fanta Moja,
yeah.
You know, I like roots reggae music. Yeah, man, I like his vibe, you know, what's his name?
Kenyon.
Yeah, with the rucksack on.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's cool, man. I like.
He's always with back.
Yeah, man, he's real, you know, I like his spirit. I like his voice, he's versatile, you know, he sings, but then DJ too, you know.
Yeah. So you like when reggae?
Well, you know, Dapping Cock, Wicked, you know. You know, you hear about the artist named Stress, singing French too, but it's like he's from Luzon. Yeah, but he's wicked, man. His name is Stress, man, wicked. And Sonsonic, you know, I Am, you know.
I Am. Yeah,
yeah, like it's
good.
Jean-Pierre Jacques.
Pierre Paul Jacques.
I met him in Jamaica, you know.
Oh, really? You know, Bob Sinclair, remember?
Carla Boni.
Some reggae. Some reggae.
What is that?
Bob Sinclair.
Yeah.
Maybe in Jamaica, a new album.
Yeah?
You know,
I didn't hear it, no.
No?
Will you sing Intoxication tonight?
Maybe.
Please.
Okay, then I will do it.
The first song.
No, we most of the shows we perform,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Play a little medley.
So you don't know really what you...
Yeah, we do have a sense for some night, something like, alright.
Yeah, it's nice feeling.
I was flexible with it. But I think we're going to play it.
Because Intoxication is my first song I heard in reggae, and that's
okay.
Why...
So we're going to play it then.
Yes, exactly.
We have to play it, don't miss it.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Because when I heard Intoxication, I fell in love with reggae music, so please, wait for me.
I got to feel it, you know? I don't know, I don't really choose, it's just either I have an idea on a rhythm or I don't. Sometimes you listen to music and it touch you right away, and sometimes it doesn't touch you right away. So
yeah.
I prefer the one that touch me right away. Sometimes it happens in the second place, but music is a spirit, you know? And it's always a moment of, you need to appreciate the moment of creativity, because creativity is not a permanent state, you know, it's only there sometimes. So sometimes you wake up and you feel like, wow, I feel really creative today, I should use this energy, you know. And then you hear a music and put some lyrics on there. But
so how do you write your song? Do you write your song after listening to the rhythm? Or sometimes you write a song and you listen to music and you say, oh, it will be good together?
You know, sometimes I have a song in my head already, and then
yeah.
Me and the musicians go in the studio and we build the music around it. Sometimes, and most of the time, the music is finished already. I talk to a producer and say, yeah, may I have a rhythm for your listeners. You know, sometimes you have a raw idea of something and build it up. That was different.
When your next album
will come out? Oh, I just finished this one. You know, collect my ideas. You know, I listen to rhythms. I write songs, but I don't have no time schedule for the new album yet. I'm promoting Diversity now and touring it. And there's a lot of live shows we're doing now. And then after that, I cannot multitask.
So I read that you start your career as a dancehall. So why do you now do reggae?
Well, I didn't start with dancehall, you know. The first contact I got with reggae music was roots reggae. It was the record from Dennis Brown, Wolves and Leopards. That was my first reggae record. And then I discovered Bob Marley and Peter Tosh and Jacob Miller and Burning Spear. And then later there was Chaba Ranks and Ninja Man. You know, dancehall is just a very, very small part of reggae music. It's reggae music too, but the root of reggae music, as I say already, is roots. You know, this is my passion. My main drive is roots, not dancehall. But I like the energy of dancehall music, you know, and I like to deal with modern sounds, you know. But I think the mix between traditional music and up to the date music makes a difference.
How do you do to record? Do you record in Germany or do you record in Jamaica?
Both, you know. I mean, most of the recordings for the last time I did in Jamaica. But I finished my studio now in Cologne, so I did some vocals there, some in London, New York, you know, different places. But the majority is definitely in Kingston, you know. And the whole album was mixed and arranged in Kingston.
How does the meeting with Patrice, because you are both Germany and you are the most famous reggae man in Germany. So how was the meet? And because you did featuring in your last record with him.
Yes.
So how was it?
You know, he's a friend of mine. We see him all the while, you know, even though we don't see each other a lot, but we do the same thing. We make music, we travel the world. We live in the same city in Cologne, in Germany. So lots of times I met him and, you know, we were like, yeah, let's do a song together. And it took some years, but I was in Jamaica and I saw him in Kingston in a traffic block. So there was a higher spirit and he said, yeah, let's do the song now. So we met the other day in the studio and voice.
You got German, but it was in Kingston and not in Germany.
Yes.
Okay.
We met in Kingston and we didn't know that we were there.
Yeah.